Well, good afternoon, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath day. I think that many of you have walked through a cemetery sometime in your life. One thing that you observe is that the graves that you see can be either quite elaborate or very simple. Those people who choose cremation, many times their ashes are interred in a cemetery. And regardless if you're buried or you're cremated and your ashes are in the cemetery, there's one thing that's common to all these experiences, and that usually there's a marker. And that marker will say the name of the person who died, the date of their birth, dash, date of their death. It's interesting to know that the sum of one's life is reduced to a dash. And it says who we are and what we do, and it's all in that dash. After our death, that dash is what we leave behind for others. Another word that we have for leaving something behind is called a legacy. And a legacy that we leave behind can be either good or bad. Ted Bundy, a serial killer, or the likes of Adolf Hitler, is a legacy of pain, suffering, chaos. I believe that all of us are here today not to leave that type of legacy of pain and suffering and chaos. The legacy that God has given us, God the Father and Jesus Christ, is an example, is the only true good legacy that we should be seeking for our lives. But how do we do that? Well, today's sermon is called Principles in Creating a Godly Legacy. Today we'll look at 7 principles on how this can be achieved in our lives. Now, the Bible is full of examples on what we can use. Now, today's examples are going to come from God Himself. Even if you have not read the entire Bible, and if I was a betting man, I have bet you have read the scriptures I'm going to read today, because they are found on the first page of the Bible. So would everyone open up to Genesis 1:1. And we're going to spend our time here today in Genesis 1 and in Genesis 2. This chapter 1 is commonly called the creation account. And here we will see that God created all things. In other words, He's left a legacy for us. A legacy not of only the physical creation, but a legacy of spiritual content. So let's start reading Genesis 1:1, and we read this. In the beginning God created the earth, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And in verse 2, the earth was out form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Now before we go on, we're going to have to understand a correct understanding of these two verses. See, actually something tremendous has happened between verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 is the original creation of the earth. In the verse 2 we read the earth was. Now the word was in my margin here in the New King James Version says that for clarity in English that word was added, but it was not in the original Hebrew. The word was could be translated had become. And the Hebrew word there is tohu, T-O-H-U. And that can be translated as ruin, confusion, emptiness. So with our understanding of that, we should read verse 2 as this. The earth had become without form and void. Now, I'm not going to turn there right now, but in this, you can just jot this down. Isaiah 45:18. It shows that God did not create the earth in vain. Tohu, it's the same Hebrew word here. Now, what occurred between verse 1 and verse 2 is revealed in other biblical passages about Satan's rebellion against God and how God in verse 2 and on is actually a renovation and restoring to order the earth for its habitation for man. Now let's go back down to here to verse 3. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So right here in this scripture, we have principle number one on creating a godly legacy in our lives. We need to get control of the dark places in our lives. Now, each of us, all of us have dark places. You have to ask yourself what they are and ask God to reveal them. Maybe it's anger. You have depression. Maybe you're spending way above your means with uncontrolled spending. Whatever that is, and you know what that is. Those dark places are brought to light by determining that we need God to show us through His Spirit those areas that are in opposition to God and His way of life. Let's go further down here in verse 6, and we'll read, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. This God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven." Now, in these verses, we'll see principle number two of developing a godly legacy in our lives. That is, we need to set boundaries in our lives. But what kind of boundaries? Well, there's a lot of them. Sometimes we need to say no when we should, and yes when we should not. Sometimes we're too worried what other people will say. We will do things that we should not do. If we only said no, we will not do that. Now, God has given us boundaries through His Word, laws, and statutes. We must use discipline to ask God for His Spirit to help us to not play outside His laws, like the Ten Commandments, for example. Otherwise, we will eventually destroy our focus and develop a legacy in our lives that is in direct opposition to the legacy that we wish to pursue. That is a godly legacy. Now let's go down to verse 12, and we're going to read about the third day of creation. "And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." So from this scripture, we have principle number three of leaving a godly legacy. What you sow, you shall reap. Fruit is a product of hard work. Now, verse 12 points out how plant life is reproduced from the seed of each plant. What kind of spiritual seed do we plant in our lives and in the lives of others? Spiritually speaking, God has shown us what seed to plant that yields tremendous fruit in our lives. That fruit is found in Galatians 5:22. It says this, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control." And this is what we should be sowing in our lives to build a godly legacy. Now let's go down to verse 14. "Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let there be signs, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also." So here's another principle, the fourth principle of leaving a godly legacy. And that is, we must govern our lives for years, even days, and seasons to build a godly legacy. And how do we do that? Well, we feed our minds with daily prayers, meditation, and study of God's Word to help us focus on God and His ways. Now let's drop down to verse 20, and we'll see the creation of the sea creatures and birds. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So here's principle number 5 of creating a godly legacy. God creates with design and purpose, and we should be doing that also. So do you have any designs or purposes in your life? Have you set goals in your life? Whether short term or long term? Have you set goals for your family? Those kind of goals that are necessary if we're going to leave a godly legacy. And just as God created life in abundance in the waters and the air, our legacy that we leave behind needs to have the abundance of attitude that overcomes the challenges in life. In life, we face tremendous challenges and pressures. But remember, God is there always. Remember the eagles that embrace the air turbulence so they can soar to higher flight. Our legacy should be and have the purpose of encouraging others to soar despite their difficulties. Now let's go down to verse 26, and we will read about the sixth day of creation. And it says here, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So here's principle number 6 of leaving a godly legacy. That is, know that you are God's children. Know who you are. We must act like and take on the spiritual character of Jesus Christ. God has given us physical domain over this earth. Let us use wisdom on how to do that. As we seek God to in these matters and yield to Him, our spiritual growth will reflect God's mercy and compassion in us and through us to others. The consequences of this will leave a godly legacy. Now let's go to Genesis 2:2, and we will read this. "And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His works which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He rested from all His works which God had created and made." So here's the seventh principle of living a godly legacy. We must rest from our labors and keep the Sabbath. Now God accomplished the final creation week by resting on that seventh day. God blessed the seventh day. He sanctified it. That means He set it apart from all other days. So we do not work on the Sabbath. We are separated and set apart from others. It shows others who God is in our lives. It's the Creator God. It gives us time to recharge our batteries as we come to worship Him here today, to hear His word, and to fellowship among people He has called out of this world to understand His word. Our legacy is strengthened when we keep and obey the Sabbath. So the seven principles of creating a godly legacy are: 1, we need to get our life under control of the dark places in our lives. We need to set boundaries in our lives. What you sow, you shall reap. Fruit is a product of hard work. We must govern our lives for days, years, and seasons. Know who you are. You are a children of God. We must act like and take on the spiritual characteristics of Jesus Christ. And the seventh principle is we must rest from our labors and keep the Sabbath. Doing these things will develop a godly legacy. And I think the majority of you are really doing that. Now, to those few who think that the legacy that they're leaving behind is not something, I'd like to have you remember the example of a man named Saul of Tarsus in the New Testament. Now, Saul of Tarsus was a Sadducee, and he was a letter-by-the-book kind of guy. And he persecuted God's saints, all those disciples of Christ. And one day, as he walked into, on his way to Damascus, a bright light overtook him, and he was made blind. And for 3 days and three nights, he fasted. And on that third, after the third night, what was like scales on his eyes came off, and he could see for the first time in 3 days. He was, at that moment, he had a conversion. He understood the man he was persecuting, because he heard the words, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And it was Jesus Christ who said those words. He overcame a legacy of that he had was setting. His disciples of Christ feared this man, for he had set many men and women in prison. He even had a part of a godly man named, Stephen. He had him, he was stoned to death, and Stephen's clothes were placed at Saul's feet. Now, upon his conversion and baptism, God changed his name to Paul. Paul was used to write 11 books of the New Testament. He was inspired by God to do so, and what we know about Jesus Christ and God's Word, a lot of it is contained in those writings. You see, brethren, we can change our legacy if we allow and take care of these principles in our lives. So what would happen if tomorrow we die before Christ comes? Most likely there's going to be a marker on your grave that will have your name, the date you were born, a dash, the date you died. If you follow these principles, others will know you as, from that dash as being a godly person, and that you had and lived a godly legacy.